This is the Axtell Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now for the final time is Jason Tynan, head coach of the Eagle Boys. And, well, Coach, it's been a busy here last week or so for your guys. You played four games since we've last talked. Back on Thursday last week, beat Troy 51-50 on the road, followed that up with a 69-42 win over Blue Valley on Friday. Then Saturday, went up against Linden, fell 62-50. And then on Tuesday night, you fell to Centralia 52-45. So it's been a crazy busy last week or so for your guys. Just what have been your thoughts on these last four games?
You know, we've had a lot of good in all four games. We started off with a clutch performance against Troy there on the road. We battled. We fell behind early, battled back, took a lead going into the fourth quarter, and were able to pull away, knock some free throws down, and finish that one up. And then we played probably our most efficient game offensively on Friday versus Blue Valley. I think at halftime we were shooting like 60%. We got a lot. And then we played probably the best team we've seen all year in Linden on Saturday. They had a couple bigs that were really athletic and guards that could get up, and they were pressuring us. And I thought, you know, if we're playing three games in 3 days, our boys competed and just kind of stuck around to that game. And the score was closer than what it felt, but I think we competed well. And then last night, I just looked like we were kind of sluggish a little bit, but we competed. We got it 33-33 going into the fourth quarter, and we just weren't able to hit shots in the fourth quarter. And they were clutch from the free throw line, and they kind of pulled away at the end.
Yeah, and you look back here at this last four games, I know it's been kind of a crazy last week or so, but you're going to get a chance to get a couple of days off before you take on Blue Valley again coming up on Friday. And as mentioned, Blue Valley, a team you just faced last Friday and picked up a 69-42 win. It'll be the third time that you play the Rams here this season. You beat them 48-41 in the midseason tournament as well. What do you look at here heading into this third matchup now with Blue Valley on Friday?
We kind of talked about that with the boys last night as we were exiting the locker room. And, you know, this time of year, records are thrown out. Everybody's 0-0. And nobody wants to go home. Nobody wants to have their season end. So you typically get everybody's best shot, and everybody plays their best. And so we're going to have two focused practices going into it. They got the Duncan kid. They got a couple of young sophomore guards that if they get hot, they can be scary. So definitely going to have to defend the three-point line and make sure that we can contain Duncan a little bit in the middle. I think one of the key stats for us to focus on is that those three guys have about 90% of their scoring. So really focus on them, try to take them away and make them beat us with something they haven't shown so far.
Yeah, and you look ahead here, obviously trying to beat a team three times in a year is tough, but you look ahead back at the season as a whole, though, Coach. I mean, I know it's been kind of up and down. You started the year off really well, been ranked there for a couple of weeks. Then you kind of hit a lull, and it's been up and down, but you have some young guys out there. So I just want to get your final thoughts just on the season as a whole and this group and this team. What are you going to remember about this team here this year?
This has definitely been one of the most fun groups to coach. I mean, when you only have nine kids, you kind of have a tight-knit group. They're very coachable. They've worked hard. It's amazing to look back, and you don't realize it when you're in the moment with them how much they've improved. But I think some key things is that, you know, we saw some younger kids that were eighth graders doing some basketball stuff from PE, and you just look at the process of the maturation of an eighth grader, and then you look at our freshmen now that have played 20 varsity games, and just look how much they've improved and grown. And I think that's the thing, is that, you know, as those young guys grow into their bodies a little bit more and mature, I think you're going to see some players out of those, especially those three posts. Mitch and George have been through a lot with us, and they've done all that's been asked of them. And I think they're ready to go kind of prove that, you know, they belong in some of the conversations with, you know, tough players in the league. And I think they're tough players. And I think Tom Izzo says it best, you know, players don't win games, tough players win games. And those two are two of the toughest guys that I've ever coached.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to seeing what your guys here can accomplish in the postseason, beginning with Blue Valley on Friday. But thank you so much for taking all the time you have taken out this year and joining us. I really appreciate it. But good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Jason Tynan, head coach of the Axtell Boys, joining us on our Locker Room Chats on 92.1 KMZA.